from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, tremendous to be with you on this Monday morning. You know, we're cranking up our coverage this football season. We still may have another announcement tomorrow of coverage. We've told you in the last couple of weeks, or last couple of days, about, you know, Ray Diddy on Mondays and Ron Jaworski on Tuesday and Brandon Graham on Tuesday and Jason Kelsey on Thursdays and Dick Vermeil on Fridays. And I know I'm forgetting a bunch of people. Ross Tucker, Shuka Kapadia.
Mike Quick.
It's an unbelievable list. And it would still be unbelievable if we didn't have our next guest. But our next guest makes it all the better. Ferocious linebacker for the Eagles. For my money, he should be not only in the Eagles Hall of Fame, which, of course, he is in the Eagles Hall of Fame. He should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you, as an analyst, honestly, I think he's just as good as he was as a player. We welcome to start this season. It'll be with us every Monday at this time, Mr. Seth Joyner. Seth, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. John, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Joe, it's been a while.
Welcome back.
And of course, you know, I wouldn't be complete if I didn't look to my right and say good morning to Rhea.
Hello, there, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
So seltzer doesn't measure up?
Yeah, it's kind of messed up, Seth.
I'm sorry, man. I couldn't see you, man.
Yeah, you just have to turn all the way around.
Yeah,
I still can't see him.
I see everybody but you.
There's glare with that thing. It's crazy. So how you been? We'll get to the game in a second. How are you? How was the off season? How's life?
Man, listen, life is great. You know, before God and family, I made it official with Kendra and I this summer.
Good man.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Congratulations. So she said.
There you go. You said James, really?
That was me.
That was Joe. Joe's got his own drop board.
That's dangerous, man.
Very.
Did you get down on one knee?
No.
Okay.
We've been too long. We've been together too long for that. She said, don't even try. The novelty's already worn off. And then July, I became a grandpa for the first time.
Congratulations.
I got a new grandson.
That's awesome, man.
Are you pop-pop or you grandpop?
Pop-pop.
I love pop-pop.
Pop-pop for sure. And my goodness, man, there's nothing like that. Holding him for the first time.
I'm bad.
It was special.
Good for you, man.
Wow.
And, you know, just, you know, a ton of other new things going on. Started, you know, my own pre- and post-game show with D-Gun and Mark Farzetta. You know, my TV show is rolling again this year and my podcast. So, you know, been really blessed this offseason.
Good, man.
You know, God is good.
Well, we're always happy for you, Seth. You're such a huge, not only were as a player, but in a broadcasting sense, a huge part of the consumption for so many people of Eagles stuff. So let's get to it here. I'll ask you the same question I asked Ray Diddy earlier today. When that game ended and you had your, you know, first thought after the game, it's like whatever it was, 10:15 on Friday night or 11:15, whatever the heck the time was, what was the first thought you had when that thing ended?
Listen, I was happy that the Eagles won the football game. But, you know, my concern the first 4 weeks of the season, every season now because of the way that, you know, teams operate is always the same. Because you don't see a complete team. You don't see any kind of continuity because teams just refuse to play players in the preseason. And, you know, in my opinion, they just don't understand how important it is to be able to move from OTAs to training camp, from training camp to preseason games, and then the monumental jump from preseason games to regular season games that it is. There's a 20 to 25% intensity jump that goes along with that. So
how do they not understand that, though, Seth? Look, Vic Fangio seems to understand that.
Because he's old school,
Vic Fangio is telling Howie and the front office, guys, I must play my players in the preseason. That has to be what took place.
But Seth, 4-0 in openers under Sirianni.
I don't care.
Well, I do care.
No, I don't care, Joe, because
we're gonna fight, James. You mark it.
I can't wait for this time this year.
Please,
trust me. I sat in my car for the last 15 minutes listening to you guys downstairs. Trust me, there's gonna be more to fight over than just that. Listen, I don't care because the way that you play over time really signifies from week to week signifies what you're gonna look like down the road. You know now. Think about it. So I'm sitting back and I'm watching all the games this weekend, and every game that was on a national broadcast that I could watch, I watched. And the amount of injuries were ridiculous. I mean, you just look at the Rams last night. They didn't have another offensive lineman left. Do not tell me that not playing in the preseason doesn't affect because. And I understand it. We're trying to preserve the guys. We're trying to give them to week one. But what damn good is it going to do if you give them to week one, Joe, and they all get hurt week one?
And you're a marshmallow. You're just a mess. Come on.
To be fair, though, the Eagles aren't one of those teams. I mean, they came out of this totally unscathed.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah. For now.
Okay. Seth, what'd you make of Jalen?
You know, I think that and it's a Philadelphia thing. We want our teams to perform with perfection. You know, the Phillies lose 2 of 4 down in Florida this weekend, and everybody's hair is on fire. They're still in the lead in the NL East. They're still, you know, in the hunt, you know, for the number one
seed. Yeah, second best record, for sure.
And it's like, you know, everybody's losing their freaking mind, you know? And it's no different, you know, when you especially with the quarterback position. I get up this morning, I see – you know, some articles about, you know, we need to be careful because Jalen's trending on the line of Carson Wentz. He is nowhere near Carson Wentz, okay? Carson was a tremendous talent. But when the rubber really met the road, guess what he did? The fact that he was insecure bubbled to the surface. He never really owned up to his faults and the way that he played. His line, oh, you know, I got to be better. That was it.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'm just going to keep firing. You know, these kind of things happen. No, they don't. Jalen Hurts is a hell of a lot more self-aware and a hell of a lot more secure in himself. So I'm not worried about it. Am I concerned? Yes, you always got to be concerned when your quarterback is putting the ball in harm's way, especially coming off of what he came off of last year. But I also think we created this false sense of security with, you know, Elliott reporting every freaking day, oh, he set a record with no interceptions. Well, guess what? You're in practice. It's a controlled environment. The bullets ain't live. There's no pressure on you. All of these things, you know, and I'm not trying to absolve him at all. He's got to play better, and he's got to make better decisions.
But how much confidence do you have that he will play better and that he will make better decisions?
I think he will. I think he needs to play in the preseason to help in that process to begin with.
I have total confidence. I have supreme confidence that these changes that need to be made will be made.
I don't.
John, quickly.
I don't. Like,
the other thing is, and to my point about Philadelphia, are we just going to forget that he threw for 278 yards and 2 touchdown passes?
Led a major drive, 7-minute drive when it really mattered.
Without that, they don't win the game. But all we want to talk about is how bad he played and the almost. Well, guess what?
It wasn't perfect, and I don't think it's supposed to be the first game when you didn't play at all in the preseason.
So, Seth, I was very impressed, and I said right from the start of the show, I hope no one pushes aside the good that he did, because I thought he did some really, really good stuff.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's almost like throwing out the bathwater with the
baby. No, I agree, but I will say this. He does have a tremendous advantage with the talent around him. I mean, it is easier to get to 278 when you got Devontae, AJ, and Saquon.
Yeah, I watched a whole lot of quarterbacks yesterday with a whole lot of talent around him do a hell of a lot worse, okay? And I know that we're talking about our football team.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia could give a damn less about what went on around the rest of the NFL yesterday. But that's just the truth. And I get sick and tired of people putting this narrative on him. Oh, with all those weapons around him, show me a good damn quarterback that don't have some weapons. Show me one.
Well, Tom Brady didn't have that many.
Well,
he didn't. He typically had one.
He had
enough. Would have a Gronk, or he would have a Moss, or maybe he would have the Edelman guy and a Gronk. Like, well, the most part, he wasn't bursting from the sea. Like, Tom Brady never played with this combination.
Donovan McNabb never played.
No question.
Okay.
No question.
So you make do with what you got. You know, they ran the football, they used the backside of the backfield, and they took shots in a smart way. You know, it's like I'm watching Detroit last night, and I wanted to tweet it so bad, but I was so tired by the time, you know, the game was over. Do not tell me, John Ritchie, that when running the football, okay, is a dead way of winning football games. Don't tell me that. Do not tell me that.
So if I thought it, I wouldn't tell you because you told me.
Lions ran it down their throat.
Now it can still work.
It does work. Yeah. And for teams to come out with this mentality, we got to throw it all over the map. Even look at the Eagles. If Saquon doesn't have the day he has running the ball, do you realize he touched the ball 26 times? He ran it 25 times and caught one pass for a touchdown, I believe it was. 26 touches.
24-2.
So don't tell me that a good running game does not help your offense. It certainly does. It helps your offensive linemen control the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah.
It opens up your entire playbook. So if your mindset is not to come out and run the football, you are doing your quarterback a disservice.
All right, let's get to the phones. We're going to get to the defense with Seth as well. Reminder, Seth Joyner with us every Monday at this time for an entire hour, fielding your phone calls. It'll pretty much always be, you know, right after the Eagles played a game, or if they play on a Friday night 3 days later. Kirk, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. Excuse me. Seth, big fan. Remember those days where you anchored our defense? You should be a defensive coordinator in the league right now. But I just want to give you your flowers there.
Appreciate that, man.
No problem. Want to talk Jalen Hurts and the concerns. And just listening earlier, talking about, like, you know, like it being a quick fix, an easy fix, not an easy fix. Like, have some experience in helping athletes with understanding performance behavior in competition, and it's like you're putting together multiple behaviors, and especially when he wants to roll right, like he's avoiding aversive conditions. So, it's really, like, basically you have to kind of break down these behaviors. And, I firmly believe these are all learned behaviors that can be taught. But he's got to be able to – you have to have a specialist working with him to help him.
They have those, Kirk. Like, his quarterback coach, Doug Nussmeier, is a specialist who works with his mechanics, I would assume, on a daily basis.
Well, Kirk, sounds like you're even referring to a psychologist, which they may or may not have
with
him.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, Kirk, here's one of the ironies to sports. Sometimes the more you have, it can work against you. And here's what I mean. If Jalen Hurts had no wheels, I feel confident he would be better in the pocket. But because he has wheels and was able to use them in such an incredible way growing up, including his first few years in pro football, he developed a tendency to leave the pocket, and it leaked into even when he doesn't need to, and that's where it's an odd irony. God gave him gifts, but sometimes they lead you down the wrong path. He's got to learn to stand and deliver.
But you never stop. You know, and that, Joe, that's exactly what I thought when he was breaking down what he's breaking down, the psychological side of it. Listen, I get it. But he's still in the mode of formulating habits, you know, because he's still predominantly a young quarterback.
He just turned 26.
Now, and every single year, like, teams didn't play him the same way in 2022
yeah,
as they did in 2023. And they're going to play him different in 2024.
Yep.
So there's an adaptation that has to happen from year to year. So now the book is, okay, in 23 it was come blitz him because he can't pick up the blitz. He doesn't read the blitz. Well, seems to me Kellen Moore has kind of figured that out because that out route that he threw to A.J. Brown, that was a sight adjustment route on that blitz.
Okay? You could see him changing plays at the line of scrimmage all
absolutely.
Game. He was adjusting. The receivers were adjusting. Mm-hmm. It was different than last year in so many positive ways.
That's a great step.
So the adjustment this year is going to be, we know he likes to roll right. He's a much more efficient quarterback throwing when he rolls to the right when he does get out of the pocket. Okay, we're not going to let him do it. So now he's got to make an adjustment to that. Maybe it's I'm going to act like I'm going to roll right, but then I'm going to stop and step up into the pocket. You know, week one, you're probably not going to see that. That evolution, I believe that you'll see it over time. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
Because the only option he has when he rolls right and it's not there is to throw it away. And we watched him do it a lot in this last game. And every time he did it, I'm like, throw it away. I'm yelling from the green room, throw it away. But at some point in time, you got to stop throwing it away and stop
sure.
where you are and look back to the middle
well,
of the
field.
Well,
and I'll say this. Eventually, at some point, you got to throw the ball away. But what I don't know yet is how many of those times he threw it away, if he had just stayed in the pocket, could he have found an open receiver down the field? I mean, I'm not sure of that yet, but I'm sure it was some of the times.
You know what I like about this offense, and a lot of people haven't talked about it yet? Kellen Moore coordinates offensive plays. Like, they're not random. The plays we watched last year, the offensive plays last mm-hmm. year, they were random. Like, when you're watching Devontae Smith running a crossing route because they've ran two other crosses in front of him, and now you've got a guy that vacated a zone. They got zone beaters and they got man beaters. We didn't have that in our offense last year. So he's coordinating offenses. And now Jalen Hurts has kind of got to get used to that. He's got to get used to standing in the pocket and allowing these routes to develop and saying and believing that they're going to develop on time. That's something new for him that nobody even wants to even talk about. Oh, he left the pocket. He left the pocket because when you run primarily read option and RPOs, you're going to leave the pocket. But when you're running an offense that requires that you stand in the pocket, believe in your offensive line, and wait for routes to develop because these routes are built to defeat certain coverages. Once he understands that,
it's just a half a second. Just a half a second. And once you get that feeling, once he gets that accomplishment of holding in there, and then the results speak for themselves. The results are you just shredded that defense. That is a self-perpetuating thing.
And by
he's
no
not
going
to want to do it differently after he does it right.
And by no way am I comparing him to Tom Brady or any other great quarterbacks, but that's what Tom brought to the table that very few quarterbacks ever really possess. Okay? Tom could stand in the pocket and wait for a route to develop because he knew that route was designed to beat a specific coverage, and before he asked for the football, he knew what coverage they were in. It was just a matter of, okay, can my line hold up long enough for this route to develop? And that's what great quarterback play is really all about.
So to weigh in on Hurts, certainly you can, and talk to Seth here, 215-592-9494. Seth fielding your phone calls for an entire hour. Speaking of Tom, Rhea, how was he? Broadcast.
I thought he was okay. Here's what I will say. I think he was nervous and didn't want to show it.
1,000% in the beginning.
In the beginning,
nervous and unsure of when to speak.
But here's what he didn't talk over Burkhardt.
Yep.
Which I thought, you know, obviously they had gone through the whole 17-game schedule, like mock games, But I think he's got to let his personality show a little bit more, but which is going to come. So I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was horrible. I thought he got a little bit better as it went on. And I think he, you know, expecting what you paid $300 million for in the first game was unrealistic, but I didn't think he was terrible.
So I didn't think he was terrible. I thought he was not great in the beginning, but settled in.
I remember boring, man.
He was on the boring side to an extent. I remember hearing Madden talk one time about what a disaster he was in the beginning, and it took him some time to settle down. I think Brady will be fine. I do need Brady to be, and this might be to your point, John, more critical.
Deshaun deserved criticism.
Correct.
Yeah, he should have been crushing Deshaun. He wasn't even talking about what was like why it was happening with Deshaun. Like, I need you to, like, you're there to tell me stuff.
Collinsworth would have been on that.
100%.
Now, look, it was Brady's first game.
Well, Olsen, too. I think that the tougher part for Brady is, like, Olsen in that first game. Like, Olsen's awesome.
Yeah, yes.
And he's got that hanging over him where he took Olsen's spot, and Olsen's really good at it.
Seth, what'd you make of Brady?
Tom is kind of monotone. You know, people were asking me, you know, I was down at the shore watching the game, you know, with some friends, and they were like, well, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. I'm watching the game. I don't even hear half of what they say. You know,
I agree with you on that.
But, you know, there are some guys that are a lot more animated. I don't think you're going to get animation out of Tom. You're not going to get critical. You're not going to get a critique out of him.
Well, that's a shame. If he doesn't,
he's got to get to that point.
He's the guy that has it in his bag of resume that
he can.
He can.
No,
I mean, it's, you know what it's like, Seth? It's like me with the audience when they try to compete against me Friday and beat the hammer. Like, I mean, I'm going to tell those people they're fools because I know, you know, he's going to win.
I get you. It's a different
that's
level.
Disgusting.
It's a different level of competition, you know? Like you think about Tom Brady.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He had to be the way that he was because he wasn't a great athlete.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was just a great throw of the football. So he
and
was,
processor.
And processor.
Yeah, predictor of what the defense was
doing. He was a competitor, man. You know, so you're asking him to be a competitor in the booth? I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen. He'll find, over time, he'll find a way to be a little more critical, but it won't be in the way that you want to, that you guys are talking about.
That'll disappoint me.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you right now. When I saw that they signed him, you know, that was my take. That's what I thought. But I'm like, if somebody offered me $30 million a year for the next 10 years, I'm taking it. I don't care if I'm on there, you know, I don't care if I'm on there just stuttering. That's all, folks. Trust me, I'm going to get that $30 million.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, Time's Yours, plus the Merrill Montage. How it sounded here on WIP with Merrill and Mike calling the game Friday night. That and more of your phone calls, and we go defense.
I feel good.
We do feel good.
I knew that I would.
Well, I wasn't certain that I would now.
I feel good.
0-1 was hanging in the balance. I still didn't even know at the end of the game whether the Eagles – I really didn't. I could not tell whether the Eagles should kick that field goal or go for it on fourth down and just live with it. They didn't. Seth, did you have a feel for that? Like, if they don't get – if they go for fourth down and don't get it, and then the Packers have to go about 60 yards for a field goal, what was your feeling in the moment whether to kick that field goal at the very end or not? Because it was like – to me, it was 50-50.
No.
Kick the field goal?
You just fumbled the ball and got it back.
I know.
But you still had the ball.
Good point.
But like the 1.5 yard line.
No, you do not tip fate there. You do not tempt fate there. Okay? The tush push didn't look as great as it has over the last couple of years.
It didn't.
No, yeah. you kick the field goal. You do the smart thing.
James, did you think about going for it?
I did. And I was like weighing it back and forth. But I think Seth's right. At the end of the day, I was happy they kicked the
field. I was for the field goal too, but I thought it was very 51-49.
Well, if you don't kick the field goal, you don't kick the field goal and they drive down and kick a field goal, you lose by 1 point, you're the idiot of the year.
No, I know, but they still got to go 60 to 70. Either way.
It doesn't matter, though.
Well, it's the same yards.
Man. Like, if the guy just downs the ball in the end zone like he should have, you got to go from the 30 to the 0, 70 yards. If they got the ball on the 2 yard line, they got to go from like the 2.
But there's a difference between the same yardage and having to get into the end zone.
I understand.
Versus getting to a yard marker and kicking a field goal.
I get it. But you'd also have to stop the clock in order to be able to kick a field goal and get another playoff.
It's semantics.
Well, that Packer player is an idiot for coming out of the end zone. What a fool. What an idiot.
Listen, maybe, but you know what?
They didn't have any timeouts left, right?
No, they had none left.
Yeah,
because Eagles used them up. That was the whole point.
All right, let's get to the Merrill Montage. How it sounded. Merrill and Mike here on the call. The first of many games this year. Hopefully the first of many wins. Here's how it sounded Friday night.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurts, he's back. He's looking. He is firing it, and it is intercepted. So there's the first turnover of the game, and a Jalen Hurts interception. Third and 6. Hurts fumbles the snap, and it is recovered. Let's see.
Turnover
is it the Packers?
Turnover number 2.
They trail 6-0. Hurts looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass. 7-6 Birds. Back goes Love. He pumps, he fires, and wide open. Downfield, breaking a tackle at the 20 is Reed, and he's in for a touchdown. It's 12-7 Green Bay. The Eagles are moving, and Jalen Hurts looks terrific. This time it goes, and right up the middle for a touchdown. Goes
Saquon
Barkley, his second touchdown of the game. One by air and one on the ground.
Oh, boy, did they part the sea that time.
There's the end of the first half with the score. The Packers 19, the Eagles 17. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown! 67 yards.
Oh, that's just fun to watch.
24-19, Burns. That was fast. Love in the gun. Play action. Touchdown. It goes to Watson. Packers 26, Eagles 24. Back to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He's in. Touchdown!
He's too strong. Saquon Barkley is a man.
The Eagles 31, the Packers 26. Eagles have got to get to Love. Here they come again as he goes over the top. and it is almost an intercepted.
Intercept.
Picked off by Reed Blankenship. Back again goes Love. He is hit with 5 seconds to go. And Love is hurt. Love is hurt.
Never want to see that.
Oh, my goodness. Back goes Willis. He slips. He is down, and the game is over. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Well, good win. Ugly, obviously, in a lot of ways, but a good W against a good team. All right, Seth, let's talk about the defense. What stood out to you, good or bad or both, whichever way you want to take it or both ways, defense?
Zach Bond, baby.
Yeah.
Zach Bond. I'm like, you know, when they were raving about this kid, you know, early, I'm like, you brought him in, just gave him the job? He was a man amongst boys.
Can you tell if he's legit?
Oh, he's legit. There's no doubt about it. He's legit.
Why wasn't there more, like, I don't know, excitement? And that was a performance for the ages, wasn't it? Like 15 tackles, 2 sacks, an inside linebacker lighting it up like that. When have we seen anything like that?
And he ended the game. It was like, all right, game's over. I'm going to just tackle this quarterback. Game's over.
Yeah, I mean, two sacks from your inside linebacker who at times, you know, I don't know if people really paid attention to it, but every time that Vic wanted to go to his five-man front, he didn't bring an extra defensive end in. He just kicked one down and moved Zach Bond outside as a rusher. Now, people don't know he was a situational player for the Saints, and he was a pass rusher for the Saints as a situational player and a special teams player. But you heard in the broadcast, you know, they were talking about, you know, his – athletic prowess, you know, even through high school, like 97 touchdowns in high school and, you know, just on and on and on. But when I watched him play, you can tell this kid can play.
Seth, let's do some quick hitters because we got, you know, somewhat limited time and a bunch of players to get through. So let's just move kind of fast. Nakobe Dean, what'd you think?
This is surprising. Listen, that you hesitate.
Because I need to see, that was a small sample size, John. It was a very small sample size. He looked good.
Okay.
In a lot of places, he was where he was supposed to be. He still
is. It sounds like you're grading him pretty tough.
No, listen. You have to.
Okay.
Because the expectations are high, you know, for all of them. If Zach Bond had been here for 3 years and we had been waiting for him to show what he showed,
sure,
the critique would be the same. You know, he's shown us the last 2 years that he can't stay healthy and that he's that much of a player unless he's in a five-man front. So he had a good game one. I give him a thumbs up for that. But show me more.
All right, well, let's get to Jordan Davidson. Same thing, year three. What'd you make of him?
Same situation. Listen, I will never, ever move off of my stance. When the Eagles drafted Jordan Davis, I said 240, 250 pounds is too much weight to carry to play at the national
level. You mean 340?
340.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too much for him to play at this level. He's got to get down to about 325 to 330 in order for him to be a player that can play a full game. And I don't care. He's another one. He should have been playing his rump off. I almost messed up there. They should have been playing him to get him in game shape. I don't care how much you practice, and I don't care how much joint practices you have, okay? There's nothing that prepares you for football like playing a game.
No, right.
You cannot get in game shape. I'm telling you right now, the Rams and the Lions are gassed right now because you go game one, then you got to go overtime? Come on. I'm telling you right now, I will never, ever, ever, I will die on this freaking hill. These players need to play in the preseason because you've got to get ready. Jordan Davis isn't ready. And his main job is going to be a run-stopping stalwart because he's not rushing the passer. That's pretty evident.
That's very evident. What about Bryce Hoff? Are you concerned?
Very concerned. Very concerned. The kid only played 40% of the plays last year, and they're using him in a similar way now. You don't pay somebody 3 years, $53 million to only play, you know, 15 to 16% of the time. He needs more downs. You know, if the mindset is, okay, we're going to get younger at that position, okay, and you're going to bring him over and you're going to let Hassan walk. Hassan played 70 to 75% of the plays last year.
He played a lot.
Okay, so if that's the case, then this guy has to play an equal amount.
Do you know how many he had?
Please tell me.
30.
That's disgraceful. That's horrible. It's horrible.
I'm just saying. And, you know,
it's unfair to Brandon Graham that he had to play more than Bryce Hoff. Like, that's not right for a guy. By the way, let me say this. We'll say it to BG tomorrow when he joins our show. Congratulations for those who don't know. Brandon Graham passed a threshold by playing in that game the other day. He is now the player with the most years in tenure ever for the Eagles.
Wow.
Chuck Bednarik had been a 14-year player. Awesome. Brian Dawkins had been a 13-year player. Okay, Kelsey, I forget the exact number, might have been 13. Brandon Graham is now a 15-year player, the first player in the history of the Eagles.
Congratulations.
That's an amazing accomplishment.
Huge deal.
You know, we had him on the show from, you know, from Brazil. And I mentioned that. It's like, man, you know, you played a lot tonight. You know, I'm like, how does the body feel? But then again, you know what? This is kind of an indictment. If you really stop and you think about this, Joe, okay? Vic Fangio said before the season.
Oh, no question.
You heard it.
No. I heard it.
Hey, listen, I told Brandon, be ready to play. Now,
he made a huge play late in that game.
No, absolutely.
He really did.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm not one of those people that believe just because you're in year 15, 16, that you shouldn't play, you know, the full deal. But if Brandon Graham has to play that much, John, tell me how many snaps did he have?
He had 32.
32% of the plays?
No, he had 32 snaps where Bryce Huff had 30.
Okay.
So he had two more snaps than Bryce Huff. And Bryce Huff had one snap of special teams where Brandon Graham had seven.
Tell me how many did Nolan have?
31, I think, right, John? It was in between them, I believe.
Yeah. No, Nolan Smith, 31.
See, I'm just saying that's an indictment of where we are between those two guys.
Oh, no, there's no question.
Brandon Graham has played, you know, more plays than these guys in their...
No, I'm with you. Seth, let me hit you with one more, and then we're going to get to Time's Yours. But I was thinking a lot while Quinyon was playing. I'm curious. Quinyon's playing his first game ever, and Seth Joyner's thinking what?
They hit a home run.
Yeah, exactly.
They really hit a home run.
It's
hard. The cornerback position might be one of the most toughest positions to nail down because it takes a combination of skill and ability, but it also, that player has to have an uber confidence in himself right out the gate, because if you don't, you will get slayed out there on that corner. Now, when I watch him play, you know, I told a story in postgame Friday night. When my first preseason game, I believe, was against the San Diego Chargers. Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow was down there. And I'm looking, I'm like, wow, I used to watch those guys on TV. And in my mind, I was thinking, John, what the hell are you doing here? How did you wind up here? You know? And, you know, then I got cut and I came back. And then I started starting. And there came a point in time where my mentality was, you know, I had a good game. I was like, wow, you belong here. Not only do you belong here, but you not only can survive here, you can thrive here. And when that realization happened, it changed everything. Now, I tell that story to take it back to Quinyon. He believes that he belongs here right now. And that's a big, big deal. Because when you look at athletes, especially at the pro level, there are some athletes that are better than others, some more gifted than others, but the thing that separates the good players from the great players from the elite players is pure confidence. You know, and you can look at every great player and have a 5-minute conversation with them, and the first thing that'll come across to you is that they believe that they're the best damn thing since sliced bread.
I love it. I do. All right, time's yours in 1 minute's time. Time's yours, which should be great after a Friday night victory, coming up in 1 minute.
All right, today is the last day to take advantage of the extended Labor Day sale at Colonial Marble and Granite. So take advantage of these incredible offers. Get fully installed countertops for 25% off any purchase of $19.99 or higher. Or get fully installed countertops for zero down and 0% interest for 18 months on items $19.99 or higher. Need the entire kitchen remodeled? Get a fully installed kitchen for just $13,599 with zero down and no interest for 18 months. They also do bathrooms, too, so get a free countertop and sink when you buy a bathroom vanity. Visit any Colonial showroom today to discover the region's most extensive selection of natural and engineered stone and take advantage of these and many other exceptional values on stone surfacing, hardware, accessories, and design and installation services. Hurry in today because after September 9th, these Labor Day deals won't work. Restrictions apply. Visit colonialmarble.net for details. Labor Day savings end today.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
The most overrated, overpaid quarterback in the NFL, Jalen Hurts, has somehow gotten better at turning the ball over. And that's really impressive if you consider how good he was at it last year.
Oh.
Something I didn't expect to be saying in the first quarter, but so far, the defense is bailing us out. Only 6 points off those turnovers. Something good can come from this. Maybe that'll be big in the second half.
That's a huge point, and we did not talk about that enough at all.
It was massive. They totally stemmed the tide of what could have been a disaster in the first quarter.
We turned it around, scored a touchdown. We were up on a team that we were totally outperformed by.
I agree. I got to blame Seltzer. James, is that the same caller, back-to-back calls?
What do you mean? You know I don't put these together anymore.
Well, so I got to
blame Wachter.
Blame Wachter. Yeah. I mean, the same guy gets through
twice. I think that was the same caller,
I got 100 million people trying to get
on
the air.
I'm with you.
And
I'm
he chooses the same guy twice? Let's keep going.
I'm just going to say it right now. If we didn't have Saquon Barkley, we'd be getting a kick. I mean, seriously kicked 6 ways from Sunday. Jalen is not playing very well. Stupid passes, horrific interceptions. He's lucky the other one wasn't taken back 80 yards for a pick six. He's got to wake the f*** up.
Oh, boy. I think we know what word he was saying.
He will.
Defense, looking good. Work in progress. Offense, explosive. Coaching, way better. Jalen, still forcing throws. That's my question mark. A lot of room for improvement, but go Birds. I like what I'm seeing so far.
Okay, all right. Let's keep it going.
It's 11:50 at night, so I can't be too loud, but damn, I'm excited. Good game. It wasn't always pretty, but boy, coming out with the W against a good team. I honestly didn't think we were going to win, and that was a good game.
Well, it was a fascinating game. I mean, it was a roller coaster. It really went back and forth so many times.
Great start to football year. A physical defense, a dominating running back, a quarterback in crunch time who runs over 2 defenders for crucial first downs. Fly, Eagles, fly! Time's yours.
Love it. All right, and with that, time's yours. And we'll have a lot of these this year after games. Normally the next day. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours
Steph
line.
Steph is shaking
Leave
his head.
Joe and John a message
like,
of your
what the
thoughts,
heck just happened?
Compliments,
two
and
negative, Steph?
Complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Was it too negative? I don't just, choose the call, so let me
no,
be clear.
I get it. I knew that this was going to be the reaction, you know, but honestly, you know, you cannot focus purely on the negative and not look at, not give the positive the same,
I totally agree.
Same amount of
well,
energy.
Okay, so let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day because we have 2 positives and 2 negatives and everyone can make their assessment. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, let's all go on the record with what we would personally vote for and then we'll get to John's sense of how people voted online today. The question, what stood out to you the most from the Eagles Week 1 win? 4 choices. A, Saquon, awesome. B, Zach Bond, legit. C, concern with Hurts. D, concern with the pass rush. John, what hits you the most?
Saquon.
I agree with that. Seth, what hits you the most?
Saquon, but I know what the answer is.
James, what hits you the most?
Saquon as well.
And Ray.
You can make it a clean sweep.
All right. Okay. So, John, Seth is predicting concern with Hurts will win this
yes.
bowl.
Uh-oh.
Does it?
I sure hope not. I'm going to say it's close, though. And Saquon wins.
Saquon wins. Look, man, T.O. with 3 touchdowns in his first game. Saquon with 3 touchdowns. Saquon deserves to win this poll. He does. He does not get a, what would the term be?
Rousing.
A majority or a plurality?
Plurality, yes. Yep.
He got 43% of the vote. I don't know these terms. He got 43%. The Hurts negative got 28%. The Bond positive got 16%. The pass rush negative got 13%. All right, everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. Phil's back at it later today. One game back of the Dodgers, so we'll watch that. Talk about it tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.